Not me, not Hermione.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Neha.
I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Dramini Diaries. This is a podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione fanfiction.
Yeah, and in this episode, we are going to be picking up. This is Manigold Flashbacks Part 2.
Wow.
It ended up being a two-parter because
we yap so much.
It's a long one.
It's so long.
So basically, we're going to jump into this episode, and we're starting off at Spinner's End because Hermione has gone to see Snape post, like...
Coital?
Yeah. This is her walk of shame.
Aw, poor girl.
Let's proceed.
Okay.
Okay.
After that, she goes straight to Snape, and it's really awkward.
Why'd she go there?
I don't know. She had nowhere else to go, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Where's she going to go?
And I think she's also just like... anyways, and he's like, well, what happened to you?
Yeah, she looks thoroughly fucked, I guess.
Well, she was like on the ground in a little cabin.
Yeah, and then he gives her like potions and then is trying to be nice to her. He's like,
are you okay?
You are the single greatest asset to the order.
Well, yeah, I think he's also just like, take some pain potion. Like, he's like, do you want to talk about it? And she's like, no, it was just abrupt. And okay. I think he's like, you're allowed to have people care for you. And I thought that was really nice that he said that. And he was just like people are allowed to do things for you. You don't have to be like a one woman show all the time. And he's like, she's just like, I need you to make sure this unbreakable vow is what it takes to not get him killed.
Yeah. Draco makes the unbreakable vow, does not talk to Hermione, does not look at her, but he does notice the blood stain still there.
Yeah, gets paler.
So basically the vow says that he will aid the order to the best of his abilities and that he won't try to replace the Dark Lord.
Yeah. Right? And also, like, after the vow is done, like, it's between him and Moody, like, he's like, all right, Granger, you got to go. We have some business to discuss. And I'm like, what did you guys talk about? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. I think Draco told him that, like, Hermione's, like, survival is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I think Moody gave him some, like, demands on what to do.
Yeah, because now he starts sending Draco, like, instructions instead of
which
the Draco.
Which is horrible.
I know. I don't like that.
No. They keep practicing with, like, knives.
Yeah.
And dueling and whatever. But, like, he won't look at her and he won't talk to her. And it's so annoying.
And then she just comes home one day. Ginny's sobbing and I'm like,
Ginny,
what now, Ginny?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. And then also, well, basically Ginny's like, I'm pregnant, and like Hermione's first reaction is like, fuck, shit, like, are my freaking contraceptive potions not, am I pregnant? I'm like, whoa, like, take a deep breath.
Yeah,
it's gonna be okay.
No, it's okay. I would think the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I would also be internally panicking. So anyways, Ginny wants to keep the baby and is like, no, like, Harry already named his son.
I'm like,
that's not a reason.
You guys are literally 22 or something. Okay, no, they're not, but they're like,
this is a war. You want to have a child?
Yeah, literally, like.
It's fine, whatever.
I guess.
respect women's decisions.
Yeah, so.
So anyways, Hermione makes up that Ginny has like spattergroid disease because basically they don't want Harry to know that she's pregnant.
My thing is Ginny's like, no, we can't tell anybody. No, we can't tell. Like, she's like, we can't tell my family. Okay, can we tell Harry? No, we can't tell Harry. Okay, I have to tell Kingsley. Aw, like, are you sure? I'm like, Ginny. You stupid bitch went and got knocked up.
Yeah.
You let people figure, like, and now you have a million, like, requests on top of it. Are you joking?
You're so right.
She actually pisses me off.
Harry comes back from, like, a mission or whatever, and he's just, like, screaming bloody murder because they had to, like, leave Ron. They had to leave Ron, and he's, like, crashing the fuck out.
Crashing out, actually.
And
the way he has zero emotional regulation in this fic, I'm just like, I hate you.
Yeah. He really was fifth book Harry all through.
No, the whole time, like fourth and fifth, like he stayed there emotionally.
Mm. Moody is like, to Hermione, tell Draco they need to get Ron back. And she does. She's like, this is the
utmost priority.
And he's like, why?
He's like, a Weasley being top priority. I can't ever get past this.
Yeah. And then like Hermione's just like, no, like Ron represents like the future. Like afterwards, like Weasley is his family. Like if there's no Ron, like there's no purpose of like doing anything. Yeah. This is like also the first time that like they're talking.
After the vow.
Yeah. And so she's trying to like, she's like, wait, like, can we just talk? And like, thank you. And like, she's calling him Draco and everything. And he's just like, I wish you wouldn't be so familiar with me. And he says, like, you know, I used to think the circumstances of my servitude to the Dark Lord were as cruel an enslavement as anyone could conceive. But I admit it pales somewhat beside you. I suppose no one realizes how light one set of manacles is until they have two.
Yikes. That hit hard.
Yeah, and Hermione's like crying. Like, I'd be crying too.
Everybody just makes her cry, actually. Like, I feel so bad. But he's kind of valid for that. Like,
yeah, I'd also be so pissed.
Like, he has now, he's just like effectively at the mercy of like both sides of the war. Like, nothing he does is for himself.
Yeah.
And he knows it and he can't change it. And he got himself there because of her.
He was also super mean to her. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he was mean, but he was trying to protect her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been 3 days and Harry's like stewing. Obviously, he's not happy. They haven't gotten Ron back. And so he like kind of tricks Hermione into like going into Tonks' house.
Yeah, I hated how he did that. I can't believe she like fucking followed him. I'm like, you couldn't have come up with anything else.
Yeah. Anyways,
to say no.
Harry's like, we got some information. He's at this like prison near Cambridge. Like, we can go and get him out. And Hermione's like,
where'd you get that?
Yeah. Hermione's like, it's a trap.
Yeah. And it doesn't work because they're like, oh, we get information from snatchers all the time. And she's like, fucking Moody and Kingsley have just been like saying that all of Draco's information is from snatchers. And it's like, that's crazy. And the fact that everybody was stupid enough to believe it, like, they didn't have to say that you had a spy, but they could have. Obviously, like, you're always thinking that they could have done anything else, but they could have done anything else.
Yeah. She knows stuck. It's a trap, but she, like, for some fucking reason, agrees to help. Operates to Whitecroft to, like, let Draco know, but he's not coming. Yeah. So she just, like, leaves sticky him a charms.
Note. Yeah. There's no sticky notes in the wizard world. They just stick charm onto a piece of paper.
Yeah, it does the trick. Anyways, they get Ron. So basically they all go on this like stupid ass mission. They get Ron and then Death Eaters come. And then immediately everyone goes into their like dueling positions. But Hermione's like not part of the order like that. So she's just like fucking alone.
She's alone because Ron has like a set of like one manacle on him. And this is the first they've seen of anything like that. And he's like, what the fuck is Hermione doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And first of all, why are Remus and Tonks on this mission? Like, you could not have talked Harry out of this. Like, don't you outrank him as an order member?
Yeah, I don't get that.
This is insane.
The way that Tonks and Remus were like chill
on
with this,
board,
that's
are you
crazy.
Joking? It, like, the Marauder in him kind of snapped out a little.
No, you're so right. That is really disappointing. And then also, like, Ron himself was like, you idiot, why did you come and save me?
But then he goes and pairs up. Like, I think they all pair up, but it's like, don't you... They don't think about the fact that Hermione's not paired with anybody. And, like, a bunch of Death Eaters apparate in. And it's, like, this random house. And it's, like, how did you also not realize it was a trap when he's not in Sussex or in Hogwarts? Which is which they know is being turned into a prison.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So, like, a wolf comes and, like, tears into Ron. And Hermione uses...
a werewolf.
Yeah. And Hermione uses, like, dark magic to, like, get him...
I think she carbonizes the werewolf. I'm, like... Sam.
That was quick, Hermione.
That was great thinking. And she's like, fight. And she is really good at dueling because of Draco. Yeah, God bless. Imagine they did, like, they brought her and, like, Draco wasn't there. She would have been dead in 2 seconds.
Yeah. This time she only gets knifed by Rebastian. No, like, gutted knife.
She does get stabbed, for sure. Yeah, that does happen. But, you know, until then, she's kind of
great.
She's doing okay. And she's just killing everybody. And I'm so satisfied about this. She's like slicing open their throats. I don't think she's doing all that. I think it's funny that, like, those are the three. There's three unforgivables, but all the other dark magic curses are not unforgivables. Like, oh, you're slicing people's throats open? That's fine.
Yeah.
You're carbonizing a werewolf, that's forgivable. I agree.
It's still dark.
I concur with that, actually. It's very dark.
Anyways, Draco comes and she knows it's him.
He's deadly.
Super deadly.
Deadly.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Not gonna
lie. I like that one fan art that is Evan Dell's, and it's that just one's like so great. The birds.
Yeah, he conjures hummingbirds.
Ooh.
And they start attacking and killing everything.
I like the way that they kill people. It's just they just like fly straight at them and bed themselves in, kill them, go like, back, and they're like dripping blood. I'm like, wow, the imagery.
Like Mockingjay.
Yeah.
She's like, stop. It's like it's Harry and everyone. Like, stop killing everyone.
Yeah, I think he starts suffocating everybody. Yeah. And she's like, whoa. And he's like coming for her.
He takes something out and does a little bloop, and then everyone like falls over.
Yeah. He like, I think he sucks all the oxygen out so that they pass out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love
crazy.
That. And Draco has to clean the orders mess again. I think it's really hard for me to like get into combat scenes, but like this one is kind of
desensitized. I'm there.
This one's there. Whenever Draco's there, I'm like sick.
In it. Yeah. Sick. A good man, Savannah.
They apparate back to Whitecroft, and she has to teach Draco how to heal her because she still has that like stabby stab wound.
Yeah, she's
in her.
Been stabbed. I think her liver is nicked,
and her lungs are punctured.
Her lungs are collapsing. And she's like drowning.
Yeah, Draco's livid about them falling into the trap. He was like, no one thought you guys were gonna be that stupid.
Yeah,
he's like,
I'm
new Death Eater recruits
there with him.
Were there to like be like training.
This is like their little this is their little playground where they learn how to do stuff, Death Eater stuff.
Yeah, and he's just like, doesn't anyone care about your safety?
She's like, no. No.
He has to remove her bones and then grow them
back.
Wait,
this is, yeah, he does a great job,
yeah,
actually.
And she's like, how do you have all of this healing shit? And
he has like a whole hospital in that Whitecroft cabin.
In the floorboards.
In the floorboards, just like a little secret hospital.
Okay.
But she's like also explaining to him that like, yeah, like I told you Ron was like number one priority. He was like, I was working on it. And she's like, yeah, I just couldn't say no. And he's like, why? And she's like, he has to be able to like see himself on the other side of this war, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, bruh, like every time I think I can't hate this group of people more.
I do.
I'm right there.
And he's like, if the order wants my continued assistance, they will keep you alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, the reason I took that fucking vow is to keep you safe. Which is really sweet. But then, and like, I think she's torn because she's like, oh, this is kind of dangerous.
This is a threat. I'm like, no, it's not.
And that part of her wins over and she like kisses him.
Yeah. And I think she's also just like so, I think she's feeling sad about being abandoned, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody gave a fuck about
her. And he's, like,
her.
Voicing everything that she feels like she can't feel,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he's validating all of her feelings. And that's a
she kisses him, and he's like, if you need anything, like, come back to me if you ever need anything. Aww. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
She goes back to Grimald Place. Why? I have no idea.
Couldn't tell you. She, I don't know, you know, her bleeding heart.
Yeah. Harry's pissed at her because she used dark magic.
Oh,
the audacity!
Oh,
like,
my
it makes me so mad.
I could kill him myself, actually. Fuck Voldemort.
This is the worst Harry.
This is actually the worst Harry I've ever seen. Like, I'm not even mad that he died. I'm just kidding. What a blasphemous. I felt so blasphemous saying that. But yeah, she like goes and she has to like, yeah, basically just report on it. And she reports the fact that like he said that. He's like, I'm only helping the order.
Yeah, why did she tell on Draco like
that?
Dude,
I don't know. She's a little tattletale.
Yeah, please.
This is not kindergarten.
No.
Like read the look at who's running the resistance, okay? They sold you.
And then Tonks has literally like nothing to stand on, is like, who trained you?
Yeah, no, literally I'm like, who told you to take the fucking chosen one into an obscenely evident
Let's
trap.
Let's start there,
Tonks.
And then she's like, well,
she's
you
like,
used
were
dark
deadly.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like this conversation because I'm like cheering on how good Hermione
That's
was.
True.
I'm like, yeah, she was. She was deadly. But, and it was all Draco.
Yeah, but then she's just like, you should like contact someone. Like, you shouldn't be alone because basically using dark magic for the first time or just using dark magic in general. Just like.
Well, she killed people for the first time.
Yeah.
And she was like, have you ever done that before? And Hermione was like, oh,
no.
Shit.
And she's like, well, you shouldn't be alone because I don't know, I guess like her mind and soul are like being,
they're being like tinged with the darkness, and like she felt really cold also, and she's like going through Grimald Place, and like
everybody is like
has somebody already,
or like nobody's there as well. Yeah. Like it just, she's just like listlessly there,
and she never usually goes to somebody when like she's been so alone for like so many years now, like the last 3 or 4 years, that she's just not used to going and finding somebody herself. It's as
like,
well,
she's like, she's hit her limit, she's like so lonely, and she's just like infested with dark magic, so she remembers Draco, that he's like, come back to me. So she apparates to Whitecroft and is like literally like fainting.
Yeah.
And Draco's there and he's like, what? And he's in an Oxford hoodie.
Ooh, I like that.
And he scoops her up and they apparate to the Savoy. Yeah. He's rich.
Ew, he got money.
Slay. She's just like, oh, is this what my subconscious wants?
Yeah, she's like, he's probably like, oh my god, she's cooked, because she's like, she's like, oh my god, do you think like I just want to be in a hotel room with you in the muggle world? He's like, okay, I'm gonna tell her later that that's what we are doing.
He's like,
that's where we are.
What do you want? And she's like, I don't want to be alone. And he's like, and she's like, but I can't use you. No, she's like, I can't.
She's like, I can't be like less lonely with you, because then I can't use you.
And he's like, so use me. Aww. And then he like kisses her and she kisses him and they have sex, and it's much better this
much
time.
Better. And also he's like, I'm lonely too, Granger. Yeah. Like he has nobody to go to, and I'm like thinking about that, getting so sad, because he's been doing so much dark magic ever since like Narcissa like had that happen to her, that, and he's been lonely this entire time for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have sex and he's like really mindful with her. He's like, is this good for you? Yeah. Like he's way more like attentive. Yeah.
And he like tells her that she deserves to enjoy it and deserves to feel good, because she was like, I think he's picked up on the fact that she was using the last time to kind of punish herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crying.
They wake up and she's like, I shouldn't have come here. And he's like, don't worry, I know I don't mean shit to you. And the look on her face is like, no, you do.
Well, yeah, I think he's like, I'm never gonna like take it as more than I need to. But then he like, yeah,
he can like, just see on her face that like that's not true.
And he's like, and she sees on his face, they're doing a lot of face reading, but she sees on his face and that he sees that on her face, and he's all like giddy about
he's
it.
He's like, I got her.
And I'm like, I got her good. I got her real good. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you. You both deserve a little breaky break, actually.
And then they just, like, speaking of breaky break, they have a lot of breaky breaks.
Yeah, and I love it.
She tells him about the Heart of Isis, because he's like, can you tell me what you did to me?
Yeah, he's like, it's getting a little suspicious that I'm just in pristine condition. She's like, and he's like, and I guess I have you to thank for that.
I like how he's just like, not wanting her to leave. He's like, stay, I'll order food. You can shower. Like, I cannot relate to her in the fact that she like doesn't eat.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'll take you up on the room service as well, actually. Order everything on the menu.
Give me chips from a greasy spoon.
I think she does get them eventually.
Yeah. Also, at this point, like, when she goes back, they realize that Ron Shackles track him.
Yeah.
So this is, like, kind of, like, the first of the manacles, you know?
So he's, like, in a little safe house. And, like, now she gets – basically, because of her pivot of, like, Draco being like, you need to not die, and then Padma replacing her, like, she has all of this free time to just do a lot of research. So she's like,
yeah,
breaking the shackles down.
Also, this was like kind of like the first time that Draco is just like, okay, like, she, like, because of like the order stupidity, like, Hermione was gravely injured, and like Moody is like, no more forging for you, Hermione. Yeah.
And I think he, like, gave it to Moody good. Like, she better not fucking die on your watch.
Yeah. So no more foraging. And she's a sad girl.
Yeah.
This is so great for me when it's like, Draco called her often. I'm like, yes, baby, we made it. After so long, they're finally together.
Final. No, it literally only took, like, 30 freaking chapters of angst and yearning, the yearning in this fic,
and the moodiness. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
They only almost killed each other 10,000 times.
Every time they operate to each other, they like immediately go for it. And then they're like checking each other for like wounds. And then she heals him, or like he'll heal her, or like all of these things. And
I like how she's like so touchy. She's like, I've never healed anybody. Like, I've healed Draco. And I'm like, and she's like, and I never will. And I'm like, oh, it's really, I think it's the way that the buildup was happening, and like the gravity of the war, the way that they blossom once they do give in to each other is like so beautiful and like such an emotional experience. Because
earlier on, I really like it that back in the Savoy, Draco is just like, I want to see you more often.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, like you're a priority too. And so basically like every time they meet, this is an important detail, is that he like twists like the ring and it burns her ring. Mm-hmm. And then that's when she knows that he's calling her. Yep. So sometimes when they operate, like he'll be like damn near like unconscious.
Yeah. Cause basically whenever he's not with her, he's just fighting.
Yeah. And so she heals him. And then I like how at one point she's like healing him so meticulously, he just like grabs her wand and like throws it across the room. He's like,
I'm done with this shit.
Every time they're like intimate or like after, he always repeats to her, like, I'm going to take care of you. I'm always going to take care of you.
Yeah. And like with all their downtime, they can like, they both like only sleep when they're together, and also she researches there at these hotels.
Yeah, and then like, he starts to open up with her more. Yeah. Like he tells her about like Narcissa lore.
Yeah.
And how like at one point like Narcissa had like such bad shakes that the Dark Lord like put a steak knife through her like hand this was over like, dinner.
This was right after she got out of the cage because Draco finally like completed an assignment and she finally got out of the cage. Because
Dumbledore.
Yeah. And then like because he was like freeing her, Voldemort expected her to host right away, and because she was like so basically was in a cage for so long with all these Death Eaters like tormenting her, and he like put a steak knife through her hand, and she was like so scared of him that she just like sat across Draco like warning him not to do anything with her eyes. And it was just, it's a horrifying story, and it like really not humanizes, because I think like you already know he was doing everything for Narcissa, but it's like the depth
of it is so sad.
Devastating.
They kind of talk about post-war plans, like what are you going to do if the Order wins, or what are you going to do when like the Death Eaters win, and basically Hermione
they're always like optimistic, they're like after the war we're gonna run away,
like, yeah, they're always like that, but she's just like, well, I can't run away like right away because I don't know, like I have to be here for like reconstruction. And also she thinks that like she's gonna be put on trial because of all of the things that she's doing with Shell Cottage and like healing the Gabrielle's like victims.
I mean, if you think about it, like that's kind of how it works with war.
But I just feel like this is where I get really frustrated, because I'm like, Hermione, you gave so much of yourself in the war. Like, no way after you're going to get put on trial and like go to jail, like because he's just like, I can take you somewhere, like we can run away. And like, why can't she just be like, yeah, let's do that? Like, why doesn't, because she's always just like, well, no, my loyalty is to the Order first.
Well, she says that like, I'm going to stay here until this war is over because I'm trying to build the world that I never got.
That's true, but it's just like,
and I think it's actually like such a valid fear that she could be condemned for war crimes, because like if you look at how things happened with like World War One, World War Two, like it's so true that like with the whole theme of like the fanfare is in the light but the execution is in the dark, and like the way that history is written after a war, like it's never that the people who actually did the work
are necessarily
A, on the good side, or B, given the credit when they are doing like the really, like war is really disgusting and dirty.
I get that. And Draco's like, we could run away. And she's like,
no, he says that she can run away. He's like, if I could run with you, I would have done it.
But if we're saying that Voldemort is dead.
Oh, yeah. So that's why she keeps saying, like, I'm going to keep fighting for the Order and then we're going to go together. She's like, after the war,
It says that they're both lying, you know?
I think they both don't, like, it's such a precipice that they have no idea which way it's going to go.
I guess, like, this is where I differ from Hermione, is that I would be like,
you'd be like, yeah, I'm leaving, bitch.
I would be like, yeah, let's actually make plan. I'm just like a planned, I'm a planned girly.
But they have, like, the Order's holding on to, they're not winning. They're just not losing right now.
Yeah.
It's like they're literally just surviving.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't like that she was lying to him when she's like, we'll run away together. She tells Draco about the Horcruxes.
Yeah, and I love that.
I'm so glad she did.
I support her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they're working on like a lot of things together. Like she's analyzing the manacles. She's researching Horcruxes with him. And she's not clear to do that, but she's like,
I don't care.
Fuck it. Yeah. Basically, while all of this is going on with her, Draco's obviously maintaining rank and has to be a soldier. And so the Death Eaters have basically been using this process of luring the resistance out to Muggle towns, and they're like raising these towns. And then Hermione's always like, this is a trap. And then the resistance is always like, we're gonna go save these Muggles. And I
like
understand it.
Do I
understand, but it's just the fact that they risk everybody all the time, like
for Muggles. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god. Okay, you purist. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so basically there's a like an attack on this town. Hermione knows this is a trap, and she's just waiting basically in the freaking like at the hospital ward, like waiting to heal all these people. And this has happened so many times, and the bodies start like pouring in. And while that's happening, Kingsley comes in once, and he's like bringing back some injured, and he's about to leave again, and she sees that he's injured like mm-hmm. pretty badly. And as she goes to like, I think, give him a spell to heal him because he's not staying back, he's like, I have to go back there and get Harry out. And basically they're so short on people now, like so many people have died, that it's like it's all mm-hmm. hands on deck. Mm-hmm. And so
whose fault is that?
I wonder. It's not Hermione's, because all she's been doing is freaking saving people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So she like apparates to the battle accidentally and then is taking bodies with her. Like, please, Hermione.
I know. And one of the people that she like rolls over to see if she's dead, like she has full intentions of going back to the mm-hmm. hospital ward. But yeah, she like rolls one person over and it's actually a vampire, and he like bites her. And then as she's like running away from him, she's apparating with some bodies, and she gets cursed with like the acid curse her chest. And so she's back, but she's injured AF. Padma and I guess Poppy has the black cat flu, which is like, that's a crazy thing.
And Poppy's out basically.
Yeah. And also I guess their backup healer didn't come. Like where were they?
I don't know. Died?
I don't know. I don't remember if we ever like learn a solution to that.
So it's just Padma and Hermione.
Yeah. And
after this big ass battle.
And Padma's been like freaking trained for how long? Meticulously under Hermione, and she's scrambling and she sees Hermione injured.
And she's like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. I'm like, bro, okay. Are you joking? Like, not you shitting the bed right now. And she's really bad at healing her.
So and then Hermione has to be like, I don't know, like give me a drop of Felix Felicis and like.
Felicis? Great try.
Khaleesi?
Where are her dragons?
Just has one.
Yeah, not two. Not Taylor.
While she's like in pain, like suffering from like God knows what, she has to heal people.
Yeah.
And is like basically dying. And then Creature.
Padma's like, I need your help. And she's like, oh my God. And like she's like powering through the pain also.
Yeah. And then Creature comes and is like, is Potter's mud blood okay?
Like, what? I don't know, Creature. What do you think? You have those ginormous fucking eyes.
Also, I just know like Draco's just like, can you check on Hermione? And Creature's like, who?
Draco's like Potter's mud blood, Creature.
He's like,
the
oh,
bushy hair.
Why don't you say that in the first place?
Yeah, and he asks a couple times, Padma fucking kicks that elf aside. I'm like, Padma, this is why you lost the foot. I'm just kidding.
And then she's like literally about to die. 2 minutes, away from death.
Well, she's like literally, basically, Padma doesn't realize that she had that vampire bite. And so she's drowning in her own blood. And she's like, I can't really move my, give me something to do with my hands.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't move my body. So she's still working.
Yeah. And then Creature comes again and is like, Potter's mud blood is still working?
Like, can you ask a productive question, please? And then he just steals her.
Yeah, good thinking on Creature's part. You know what?
He did his job.
Yeah.
I know Padma was just like, hello, I'm doing this by myself. Like, shut the fuck up, Padma. You're so bad at this.
She wouldn't have to do it by herself if she just healed Hermione correctly.
Yeah. Well, or at least like stabilized her freaking vampire bite, bro. Yeah. Like, are you joking?
So she wakes up and she's like, cannot move her body. Like, yeah. She can only move. Like, she just sees with her eyes that she's like bandaged up and yeah. That Draco is.
She has an exoskeleton.
So pissed.
He's so pissed. Which he's usually pretty pissed all the time.
Yeah, he's extra pissed.
He's so pissed, but...
And he should be.
Yeah, and he's like, bruh, like, you didn't know that you were dying. You were drowning in your own blood. And she's like, oh my God, Padma didn't realize that she forgot about the vampire bite because yeah. She was in debilitating pain. Like, yeah. How are you going to ask? Like, I know she's a healer, but like, right now she's your patient. Like, how are you not going to check to
how
see
are
what's
you healing
wrong with
everyone
her?
Else except for Hermione?
No, literally.
Yeah.
And... then, like, I don't know. They're like fighting about the fact that he was like, why are you putting yourself in danger? Blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
And he says the most sexiest shit ever. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And he says like an iconic line. He's yeah. Like, if something happens to you, I will personally raise the order.
Yeah, the entire Order of the Phoenix. He's like, fuck everybody else. And
he's like, I gotta tell you.
I'm about it.
He's like, I gotta tell you my loyalty only to you.
No, literally, he's like, let me tell you one thing in case you haven't figured it out by now. And she's also just like, you can't be saying shit like that. She's like, great, I'm gonna have to tattle on him again.
No, she's like, I'm gonna have to kill him. Like, why is she thinking
that? And
he's
like, you're thinking you're gonna have to kill me, aren't you? She's like, oh, how does he always know that I'm trying to kill him?
And he's like, just live, Hermione. That's all I'm asking you to do for me.
Yeah. And he's just like, and also, like, I hate that she's kind of like, I can't just do that. Like, this is a war. But she, like, threatens him with the fact that, like, if I kill you, like, you know they're just going to whore me out to somebody else. And he's like, I hate that you can just.
Be okay
that
with
you're
that.
Just
yeah.
Okay with that. Yeah. Yeah. And I.
Yeah.
Support him.
And then also, he, like, the way that he's just like, I care about, like, my point. Like, of gravity is just Hermione. Like, I don't care about anything yeah. else. And she's like, I'm sorry that I did this to you. Like, oh my God, can they both just have like a normal conversation of being like, I care about you. I care about you. Okay.
They're
like
no, this is war. We're actually in paralyzing fear. But.
And she's also in Malfoy Manor.
Yeah, she is actually. He's like, I couldn't bring you. Like, what was I supposed to do? Like, I had to save you from dying. And she knows he hates being there. But she's like, can I see your library
please?
And
the like, nerd in me can't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so basically she's like, I have to go back, and she's like, I have to tell Kingsley, and he's like, yeah,
about that.
And she's like, oh fuck,
but I get over it.
Jesus. And she's like, yeah, he's basically like, I had to kill him, he was in my way. And she's so pissed at him, and she's like, I think she's just like reckoning with the fact that like he's been such a source of warmth for her for the last, you know, couple weeks or months or whatever, and her only like human connection. But then she's like, oh my God, like ever since he killed Dumbledore, he's just been killing people. And he's told her, he's like, what do you think I do with my time?
Yeah, I
kill
people.
Like, I just kill people, or I teach people to kill people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, basically she's just like, they're like fighting, but then they're like, okay, well, we're here. Mm-hmm. So she wants to see the library, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna show you my library, it's huge. And I also like, she's like, oh, he planned this attack. And he's like, yeah, the reason that it was like,
oh yeah, that was his attack that he planned. Yeah.
Oh, and he's shit. Like, this is how I keep my rank, like, yeah. The like Voldemort's already afraid of like
spies,
and there's so many countermeasures in place. And also like, and this is also when he kind of like tells her the lead, because he knows about Horcruxes now. He's like, yeah, the other day, like, he was really, really concerned about what was in the Rabastan mm-hmm. Lestrange mm-hmm. vault.
And like, because he's Narcissa's son, and Narcissa is married to, I mean, Narcissa's Bellatrix's sister, and Bellatrix is a Lestrange. Anyways, basically,
somehow, some way, he's trying to get in there, because yeah. he's like, I think there's a Horcrux in there,
and he thinks he has access.
He's so smart. Yeah, so he's like, yeah, I figured all that shit out. And also, it's so hot when they're like walking through the manor and he's like, say a word against her to the portraits and he's like, I'll burn you to ashes.
Hell,
and I'm
yeah.
Like, oh.
Anyways, they do it in the library.
No, literally, I'm like, she's like, you have to be careful. I'm a little fragile right now. Aww. He's like, do you know who I am? But I think it's so funny that in every universe, in every fic, Draco Malfoy is going to get hot and bothered seeing Hermione in a library.
That does it for him.
It really does it for him.
And I like,
and I
that
like it.
That she's just like, I don't say I love you, but I like show him.
I'm like,
just say it.
I'm like, just say it, bitch. It's coming down to the wire. And so, and then she's like, obviously she has to leave eventually. And she fucking hands it to Padma. And I'm like,
she deserved it.
God,
bitch.
Yeah. Like it was so satisfying. She's like, saying sorry is not going to bring back a dead body. I'm like, damn straight. Yeah, Padma's also telling her that, like, yeah, everybody, like, basically giving her a report of what happened. And she's like, basically, Harry's kind of going catatonic because, well, he's like, A, Kingsley died, and, like, he died because Draco Malfoy, like, took off his mask before shooting the killing curse at him and, like, smiled.
What?
Yeah. And
I didn't know.
And I was
that.
Like, oh my God, why would he do that? But I'm also like, I think he looked at Kingsley and was like, you put Hermione in like a horrifying situation. And obviously yeah. Now he's like, she's mine. Why would you ever do that to her?
Yeah.
And he like wanted him to know. I think he wanted him to know that, like, yeah, I'm.
He probably.
It's me, bitch.
He probably also like told him initially, like, if Hermione's ever like in danger again, yeah. I will. Kill you smilingly.
With pleasure. Yeah, so I
and he's a man of his word.
No, literally, I think, like, and even Hermione is like, herself is like, I'm having mixed feelings about his death because, like, Padma's like, oh, I'm sorry, you were friends, huh? And Hermione's like, yes, something like that. And like, it's interesting because, like, before, like a few months before, like, Kingsley is like acknowledging everything she's done, and he's like, she's like, you're the only one that doesn't call me Hermione. You call me Granger. And I know it's to keep a distance. And he's like, yeah, I can't be friends with you because then I can't. You remember? He's like, it would have been a pleasure to be your friend.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Kingsley.
Yeah, literally, it doesn't matter. We're in this universe. But yeah, basically, now that Kingsley's gone, she kind of has to step up as like Moody's like counterpart and like help him with all of the strategics of the war. And it's nice because he can't be like, what, like, he says something to her like, watch your tone, when he learns that she told him about the horcruxes. And I'm like,
no,
fuck you, Moody, you watch your tone. And I'm like, so satisfied when in that conversation she's like, no, I'm tired of watching my tone because you've been using Draco like, yeah, nobody's business. You overplayed your hand.
Yeah.
You knew this was a trap on all this stuff, and I'm cheering her on. Yeah. And you kind of feel like a little bit of the shift in power.
And like vindicated.
Yeah. And you see that she's growing some balls.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God. So yeah, basically it's like June now. So mm-hmm. it's been like a year since like that big attack that they did.
Yeah.
That,
and the runes.
Yeah. And the runes. So like,
and Draco finds the Hufflepuff cup.
Like, so fast.
He is efficient.
Imagine if Draco was just like Harry Potter. We would have won this war eons ago.
You know what?
He's like, my chosen
Draco
one.
Would like kill Peter Pettigrew like 100%.
Oh, 100%.
And then the Dark Lord would never come back.
Yeah. He would have saved Cedric probably in that graveyard. He would have saved Edward Cullen in that graveyard. Jazzed to watch Twilight later. But yeah, so basically they find it. And also I really wanted Draco to be the one who destroyed the Hufflepuff cup.
Yeah.
And
but he found it.
Yeah, he found it. She
needs to put in some work.
Yeah, she does need to, like, she's like, I'm dying over here. I'm
Where
bored.
Did they find the sword?
She just has the sword. Mm. Like, Harry just has the sword, I think. Like,
slay. Anyways, I like how they fight over, like, who gets to stop it.
He's like, let me do it. And she's like, no, I have to do it. He's like, no, don't do it. And she's like, no, I have to. And this is when she's like, okay, if I'm, like, dying, take me to Snape. He's like, not Snape.
Because he didn't know that Snape was a
triple. He's like, Snape is a double agent. I'm like, if you were really that worried, you'd be panicking way harder. And she's like, no, he's a triple agent. Ooh, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. So she does it. It's not as like, it's not like the auction.
It's not a huge thing.
It's not a huge thing.
She just like stabs it and like she brings up like a whole cage of like diagnostic and like analytical spells around it to like look at the magic and whatever. And so she's analyzing it and she has all these notes, which is actually so much more accurately Hermione. Like I feel like she wouldn't just stab a Horcrux.
That's
she has
true.
To understand that Horcrux.
So she stabs it and then he's like embraces her and he's like, never again.
Yeah, he's like, don't ever do that again. And she's like rolling her eyes, but okay. Also she's like, okay, I won't. And I think it's just that like the war is getting like closer and closer to a precipice.
Yeah,
you can feel
Hermione's stressed. I'm stressed.
I'm so stressed. And I think she like Sun Yu does such a good job of like feeling like making you feel that pressure. I'm like always so surprised that I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
And like Hermione sees Fleur and Fleur is like worried about Gabrielle. She sees Harry and he's like stressed about Ginny and like not sleeping and getting into fights, and everything's just deteriorating obviously after Kingsley dying. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, like when she keeps having to heal Harry. I'm like, can you do one thing for yourself and keep Please. Because he keeps like getting in muggle bar fights or something. I'm like, where are you going in London that there's still like bar fights?
So annoying.
I don't understand. But he's like telling her about her nightmares. He's like, I wish they were nightmares. Like I can like literally see what Voldemort's doing because I am him. And this is like kind of the journey in this fic of how.
And this should have been where Hermione clocked it, that he's the Horcrux, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. I think she's being pulled in many different directions.
Okay, fine. You know? And then we learn that Gabrielle is kind of missing.
Yeah, she's missing. But, you know, she's a free agent. She be doing her stuff.
Is she missing or is she fleeing? Yeah. You tell me.
She's busy. Yeah. But basically, like, they're just desperately trying to get into Hogwarts because they know they're, like, there's, or they're pretty sure that there's, like, a Horcrux there. Mm-hmm. And so I love how casually one day to Moody, she's just like, well, I could make a bomb.
Like, what?
And he's like, excuse me? But and she's like, yeah, I have all these materials. And he automatically is like, was this Draco's idea?
Ugh.
I'm like, fuck off, actually.
Because Hermione never had any good ideas
good
ever.
Good ideas? Are you joking? Like, she's carrying this entire
but
war.
But it's not like a regular bomb. It's not like a regular bomb. It's a cool bomb.
It's definitely the coolest bomb. And she has all the materials because of that Cursed Division, like, prison outbreak that they did last year. She just, like, siphoned everything
she
away.
She is a hoarder.
I respect it.
Yeah. She gets done with the bomb in, like, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And, like, isn't it, like, she's trying to hide it from Draco, so she has to like scrub her fingers and her nails.
Well, yeah, basically she does. She's like, I'm not going to mention my new activities to him because obviously that man's going to panic.
Because like making the bomb is just doing dark magic for
no,
so long.
Yeah, and also like basically all of her, it's like her own theory. Like she came up with like how to make this bomb because it can like break through magical wards and set off at a certain time, blah, blah, blah. And so like, yeah, she could just blow herself up whenever. I like that she's a little
risky.
Very risky. But yeah, so they're like getting prepped for this attack. And I think the order has been like so quiet, but like the resistance members know that like, oh, this could be it. Like this could be the end of the war. And so she's telling Draco that. And he's like, yeah, it's getting a little suspicious. So the people are just waiting on you to do stuff. On their last meeting, like right before, she's just like, they just like risk it all and have a little rendezvous at like 1 a.m. And that's when she's like, yeah, you have to run as soon as if we win, like you have to run. And he's like, I'm not running. You're running. And she's like, no, I can't run. I did all these bad things.
Hermione, like, please. Okay, again.
Yeah. But yeah, they're both just like, yeah, I'll see you after the battle. Like, that's what he says to her. And so she's like checking on Ginny, and then she has to check on all of like her healing stuff. And then she has to check on Harry. And this is when Harry is like, fucking finally. He's like, I haven't told any, he's like whispering it like a little secret. He's like, I haven't told anybody, but I'm going to kill Voldemort.
Okay.
I'm like, no kidding. You're joking.
What gave it away? The
After
prophecy?
All this time. And he thinks it's like so crazy that he's going to kill him. I'm like, bruh, you still thought 6 years later you were going to expel Yarmus, that bitch. That's insane. That's insane. But he's just like, I think I'm going to die today. And she's like, no. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, this is really sad. But yeah, and he's just like, take care of Ginny. And also, it's really sad at the end of this chapter when she's just like, Ron just like, she's like telling Ron to take care of him. And he's like, I always bring him back. But then he just like puts a hand on her shoulder and like walks away. Like
she doesn't deserve a hug.
Yeah, she was like, I wonder when we stopped hugging goodbye. But that's like how they've always said goodbye. And I think that's really, because basically she just never got to say bye to Ron.
Aww.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he deserve it?
I don't know. It's Ron. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And like Seamus sends a Patronus and he's like, it worked. It took like the bloody top off the astronomy tower. I also like how his Patronus is a fox.
Sneaky, like, sneaky.
That fits, actually. I like knowing that little detail. But yeah, she hears that it works and has a whole panic attack. Like, is like sobbing, crying on the floor.
Screaming, crying, throwing up.
No, throwing up. And Pomfrey comes up and she's like, let's go get some tea. Oh, yeah. You're not well. She sits down and like, it's kind of quiet. And Pomfrey's like basically casted like dozens of diagnostics over Hermione. Because I think she just kind of was like, whoa, like, why is she in such bad shape? And she's like, yeah, you need to be on like, I think you already know this, but you should be on like a million potions for your anxiety. And so like, you kind of see how bad her anxiety's gotten. And she's like, and Hermione's like, I'm not doing that because it's not good for my occlumency. And she's like getting a whole lecture. And I think it's like shows you what brittle and fragile of a state she was in.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of Manacled. Like, and it's because of like, obviously her mind went through all of this like the past couple of years.
Yeah. Poppy also reveals that she told Dumbledore that she noticed Harry had two magical signatures.
Yeah, she's like, I wanted to send him to St. Mungo's ages ago. And Hermione's like, why? And I thought it was so cool how, like, I never thought about this when I never thought about, like, soul signatures, like, in reading canon. But, yeah, basically she was like, yeah, like, years ago I told Dumbledore that he had two signatures. And then Hermione was like, the fuck? I asked you about soul signatures years ago. And I think this is when she started researching Horcruxes. And
yeah.
Pomfrey was like, yeah, I just like didn't really think to tell you because when you asked me, they were almost bonded together. And I'm like, oh, shit. And it's kind of like, it's very different how they learned about like Tom's Horcrux being in Harry in this fic. I thought it was really well explained and well done.
Yeah. And so after that dramatic goodbye, she has to see Harry again.
She's like, I gotta go.
Harry says that they found the diadem in the Room of Requirement and Ron destroyed it finally. And she's just like, I just have to check one thing, okay? And then she sees that he has two magical signatures. Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like,
I have to touch your scar.
He's like, no, please. And she's like, no, I have to. And he's just like screaming and she's just doing her thing.
Yeah. And realizes it's like a soul shard.
Yeah. And they're basically fused together now.
Like, yeah.
If they were ever separate, like they're definitely not now. And he's like,
so if he dies, like that's it. Like he doesn't come back, like he doesn't canon.
Well, I think kind of like not exactly that. I don't think that's exactly the reason, but like, I think it's just that their connection has gotten so close, but that's what confirms that it's a Horcrux because she's like, it looks just like the magical signature of Hufflepuff's cup. And so because he's about to just, and he learns it, and obviously his little like savior complex is like, well, I'm going to go get myself killed. And she's like, no, don't. And he's like,
you are the father.
He's like, no, I got to go. And she's like, no, Ginny's pregnant. And I love how he thinks she's literally trolling him. Are you kidding me?
He's like, that's not funny.
He's like, don't be using that shit. And she has to be like, DPMO. I swear. He's like, I swear on my magic, she's pregnant.
Due in October.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, that's nice. Anyways, can you just take care of them? I'm still going to go literally, and die.
I'm like, okay. I'm and then he die. Just like disappears under his cloak and Ron and everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, where'd he go? And basically there's even more Death Eaters than they even expected at Hogwarts. And so it is kind of a final battle like everybody envisioned. But like even Voldemort's out on the field. but Harry's nowhere to be seen, and this is like where you see Neville. Like, I'm confused because like they're charging at him, and so he gets Neville with like a body bind curse. But Neville breaks out of it, and I'm like, how does he break out of it?
Just with his new good looks. Looks can kill. Did you know that?
Just his sheer force of will. He couldn't do it in the Sorcerer's Stone, but he did it now.
Now he's
but hot. Yeah. But he like has the sword, God bless, kills Nagini. And so like obviously Voldemort is fractured, and then between Neville and Voldemort is where like Harry appears.
Yeah.
And
Avada Kedavra!
And like he dies, but he's still alive.
Yeah, and Lucius is the one checking on him, not Narcissa. So not he was like, oh my god, you didn't die. That's crazy.
Yeah, fucking snitch. But yeah,
because so Voldy is like, Avada Kedavra! Avada Kedavra! Like,
he literally kind of like crashes out. His crash out is right here, right now.
Yeah.
And so basically, like, obviously then he's hella dead, and like then Hermione just has to like occlude AF because like the resistance keeps going forward to fight, and she's like, these bitches need to run. So she tries to run towards the anti-apparition and like gets kind of attacked, but well, like somebody tries and catches her, and then she's like apparates them. She's drowning in a creek. Because, you know, she be in a creek.
Yeah.
One thing about Hermione, she's in a creek.
But, like, I think, Sunlin, you answered this, is that the amulets, like, shards, or she drops the shards in that creek, so she constantly, like, is pulled back to it for some reason.
Oh, wow. That's really cool, actually. I love that you remember that stuff. But, yeah, and then she blacks out.
Yeah, and then she wakes up in Whitecroft, and Draco is... Ooh. Raging.
You're in for it. Like he's gonna kill you, actually, but I'd be scared. And she's raging
because she shouldn't have been anywhere near the battle. Basically,
and he like literally, poor guy, he asked her, he was like, you're not coming to Hogwarts, right? She's like, no.
What makes you think that? What, do I have a savior complex? That's crazy.
She's a liar. The way she just stays lying to him, I feel so bad.
She lies to him all the time.
He actually like never lies to her, and she lies to him all the time. She's actually a terrible girlfriend. Yeah. A bad war girlfriend. Ooh, so sorry, Draco.
Yeah. Draco's confused like why the order didn't win.
Yeah. He's like, this was supposed to be your day.
And Hermione's like, well, Harry was a Horcrux and he died, but like because Voldy's still here, like they we missed one. We must have missed one, which is basically so devastating.
Yeah, it's really sad that they find out like that, but I'm just like, how did you not know about seven?
Yeah, and then she's like, okay, we gotta do, like, I think she's like trying to strategize, and he's like, it's not we anymore.
No,
like,
we who?
Yeah, like the Death Eaters won. The war is over, you lost. He's like, you're getting out of here.
Well, yeah.
He's like, you're getting out of here.
Yeah. And he's like, you promised that you would leave.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll, like, she's kind of just like, yeah, actually, I do have, like, nowhere else to go.
Yeah, she's like, actually, maybe it's time to go, but she just needs to get Ginny.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, if you get Ginny, like, I will leave wherever you want me to go. Like, I'll go.
Yeah.
I won't put up a fuss. I won't do anything. Just, like, help me get Ginny. I just want Ginny.
And it's really scary for him because basically he lets her know that, like, yeah, they got their prison because Gabrielle was captured.
Mm.
And so obviously they used Fleur to get, like, not only the prison's location, but all their safe houses, so including Grimmauld. And he, like, I think he never wanted her to know because he's like, she would freak out. But obviously Ginny's in Grimmauld, and she has to tell him that he's pregnant, and he's like, fine, we're going to go check it out. And it's not good. Like, the whole place is a freaking disaster.
Yeah, it's like...
Bodies everywhere.
It's not great.
Yeah, everybody dies in this fic. It's actually insane.
Mm-hmm. Dobby's dead.
Yeah, Dobby's dead, and she like sees him as they're like running through the house, and he has to like cast like a Mors Mordra or whatever to make sure people don't disturb them.
And she literally like bolts straight to Ginny's room as soon as they got there.
Because it was like warded and like disguised as like.
And Draco's like, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, basically he didn't even want her to go in. He just wanted her to look and leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he was like,
Ginny's not there, but Padma is there, barely alive.
Yeah, and they're like, they took her to Sussex. This is where, after this is when she tells Draco that Ginny is pregnant, because she's like, I literally have one thing to do. I promised Harry Potter one thing.
Yeah.
And it's that I would take care of her. And he's like, God damn it. And so. Yeah.
And then he also kills Padma.
Yeah. Also, I think it's so crazy how she's shocked by that. She's like, you have to mean a killing curse. And he's like, you know, I hate everybody except you.
Like, you're so right. He's like, I mean it every single time.
Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, I hate them.
Yeah. And I hate Padma especially.
Yeah, because she can't fucking do a diagnostic. And so, yeah, like, I don't know why she's confused by that. I'm not.
Yeah. So she's like, I'll never ask for anything again. Like, I need you to get Ginny out. She's pregnant. I promised Harry. And he's like,
fully emotionally manipulating him now.
Yeah. Actually.
But I guess that was always the point. But so, yeah. So he's like, okay, fine.
Yeah. But I, like, do you think, okay, so this is what happens. He goes to Sussex.
Yeah.
He gets Ginny out. And in doing that, he reveals that he.
Do you think he did it on purpose? Spy.
Yeah.
I think he knew that he would have blown his cover getting Ginny out.
And this is where Draco is equally a liar to Hermione. Like, I think he would have been like, okay, I can do this, but I blow my cover. He
definitely lied by omission. Yeah, and she's pissed at him about that. She's like, you literally could have told me. And it's, I do like, though, that it's like he blew his cover, but he had like 12 hours, you know? Like, it's just that he gave her no option to do something about it. Because, like, I think he went in, he, like, held it down for a while. Like, he killed everybody in that room that saw him.
Yeah.
And could snitch on him, but only for, like, until the next shift came in. And I'm just, like, because I guess, like, it's always going to show who came in and out of that room.
Yeah. He could have destroyed whatever system did that. I guess, anyways, he couldn't. Whatever. He comes back.
I don't think it's, like, an electronic little LCD screen.
Why am I thinking
like
that?
A fingerprinting. You badge in. Clock in, clock out.
It just scans his dark mark.
Yeah.
Draco Malfoy.
An RFID code, like, at fucking Target. But, yeah. So, he's, like, and she clocks it because he comes back with Ginny. And she's, like, checking her over. But then she looks at him and he's, like, looking at her so, like, sadly. And, like, she's like, why is he looking at me like Harry Potter looked at me right before he died?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, so sad about this. It's the fact that he didn't even give a fuck that he was blowing his cover. Like, even though they were like, telling each other, yeah, we're going to run away after this. Like, he's like, I can't. Like, I just want her to get her the fuck out.
I know, but it's, like, it's just, like, really sad because I guess he doesn't realize how much he means to her as well, you know? And she...
That's for sure.
Didn't, correct. Like, say it.
Yeah. And he didn't account for the fact that, like, as much as he needs her alive, like, she needs him alive.
Yeah. So, basically, she's like, there's no way. I'm not letting him...
No, she literally freaks out so hard that he did that she...
Blacks out.
Faints, yeah. She's not well. And then she gets up and she's just immediately mad at him. She's like, I'm never going to forgive you for this.
And he's like, I don't care. You'll be alive.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, I guess I have to go through with my promise, but I need to speak with Severus first because she's like, he's the only one who knows about the Horcrux. Like, you're going to die and I'm not going to be there. So
yeah,
we need to figure out a plan to kill Voldemort. And Draco falls for it.
Oh, fine.
Because he gets emotionally blackmailed again.
Okay. He's taking L's, like, catching strays from her. All he's trying to do is just save her sorry fucking ass.
Bro.
And she's like,
give me Severus, and also you need to leave. Take Ginny first.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. And I like how Snape is like, well, first, like, before he leaves, like, Snape and Hermione alone, Draco's like, I need a vow. And she's like, okay, you want me to make one with you? And he's like, no. I need a vow from Severus Snape. He's like,
no one can do anything without a vow.
No, Snape is so funny for saying that. He's like, I guess that's the only thing we get things done. The only way that we get things done around here is a fucking unbreakable. And so he says it, and it's like the fact that he can't take Hermione anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the vow.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
But
yeah, so he, like, Draco leaves and Hermione just immediately drops the act, and Snape is like, wow, Draco's kind of fucking dumb. And then, she's like, no. He just doesn't know that I would lie to him.
I think he knows.
He for sure knows now.
Okay. And then basically she just starts making the bomb.
She starts making hella bombs.
Hella
bro.
Bombs.
She's. I like how she made one and she's like, oh, let's do this.
Got
she,
the itch.
She makes like dozens of bombs.
Hella
actually.
Bombs.
Like her fingertips. I thought it was so crazy that her fingertips are like cracking off after this. But Snape's just like watching her. Is he helping? No. Is he like doing anything useful? No.
He's like, I just made a vow and that's it.
Yeah. And he's like, so where are you going? Like, he's like, where are you off to? You're going to go kill Tom Riddle by yourself.
She's like, no, I'm going to bomb the fuck out of Sussex. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah.
She's like, duh.
She's like, I need Draco to live. This is where I'm like, hell yeah, Hermione. Like, kill everyone.
Yeah, kill everybody.
Even the innocent.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, they're going to be killed anyways and tortured.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I kind of see her point. She was like, we broke so many people out of there like before it was this advanced and they were literally like some people were rotting from the inside out.
Ew. So she's like, I can kill them really quickly. Yeah, I'll get rid of the evidence that Draco
ever
was there.
Yeah.
And he gets to.
It's kind of a great plan.
It is. I think if Draco like told her what it was, they're like, oh, yeah, I blew my plan. And you need to go now, I think. Like, do you think if she was just like, no, I could just blow up Sussex, do you think he would be like, okay?
I feel like she definitely could have tried harder. Like, she could have flirted with him a little harder to get him to agree.
Yeah, I think she could have been like, no, we can literally blow up Sussex.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, I think he would help her make the bombs, or he would make the bombs himself.
Or at least he would have like, the thing is, I think she knew there was no way he would budge on letting her go.
Yeah.
And there's no way she was going to send him back to Sussex after what just happened.
Yeah.
And it was just like an unfortunate series of events.
Yeah.
And it kills me. But she's like, she's, to be fair, she's fully planning on coming back. Like,
yeah, she is. And so she's just like, okay, she's like going to leave with her bombs. And she's just like,
she has all her bombs.
And she's like, all right, like Snape, like if Draco comes back, tell him. And she's like, just kidding. I think he already knows.
He's
and then
like,
she scribbles shit on like the desk.
Yeah.
Or no. She scribbles like, I love you on like on a parchment.
I think so. And he's like, just give me the fucking bombs. I'll take them, bro. He's freaking out. He's like, that man is going to kill me.
And
he's
when he
like,
comes back.
He's like, I'm actually, the Dark Lord's not going to kill me. Like, Draco Malfoy, my godson is going to do me in. Like,
he's like, when he comes back and you're not here, like, I'm going
done
to be
for.
At the end of his wand.
No, yeah, literally. He's not wrong.
And Hermione's like, no, you don't understand how these bombs work. Like, isn't he the one who, like, did the first one?
Yeah, when they like first broke into Hogwarts, she was like, okay, you have to be really careful. And he was like, imagine that. I have to be careful with a bomb. Like, why is he hilarious?
He is so funny.
He's like, I never would have considered that before you just told me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, she's like,
so she
no,
has to be the one to do it? Why?
You're too stupid. Sorry, I have to do this myself, all by myself. Couldn't he have gone with her?
I have no idea. Like, well, no, he can't take her anywhere.
But what if she operated separately?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyways. Yeah, I wish. I know he was just sitting there like,
oh my god,
what am I gonna do?
Oh my god, when Draco came back and Hermione's not there,
I would hate to be one Severus Snape, actually. But yeah, so she gets to Sussex. I like how it's like this huge V-shaped building, and then when I was picturing it, I was imagining like a V standing up. And then I was like writing our notes for today, and I was like, oh, it's probably like a flat V.
Yeah. You're so funny.
I don't know why I'm like this. But yeah, so she like drops hella bombs all around, especially like the curse division. The curse division side, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Like where all the prisoners and stuff are. And yeah, it's
big
like
boom.
A huge. Also, it's crazy that like each one of these tiny little bombs that she made has like a 50-foot radius like impact.
Like that's insane.
That's insane. You're a little terrorist. Hermione
Allah
Granger,
boom.
Our Hermione Granger could have never been a brown girl. Like, imagine like the USA magical, like MACUSA hearing that the Order is making bombs, they would have been there in a second.
MACUSA would be all over that shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, big boom.
Big boom. She like feels it in her bones.
And it fucks up her occlumency.
Yeah, because basically she like. I think like it just knocks her off her senses and everything, like Harry dying, like all the people she's killed, all the people that like everything that's happened basically just comes crashing onto her. And yeah. Then, and I think also because there's like Dementor, so like the grief is just pushed.
But then she thinks about Draco. He's like her grounding point. She's like, no, I have to go back. I have to go back.
She's
I have to go back. Yeah.
And then why are there so many Dementors? Like, why?
I don't know. There's like just so many of them.
There's 5 billion Dementors, and she's trying to cast a Patronus. Like, she's screwed. And then she's like, okay, I love Draco. And she's like, Expecto Patronum. It's like a ginormous dragon. I'm like, God bless, because your little otter wasn't going to do shit. Like, there's no way she would have gotten the job done.
And then it's like the dragon burns them with fiend fire?
Well, like, I think she, like, casts her new Patronus, and then I think she
fiend fires.
Okay, okay, and okay, so okay. There's just, like, burning Dementors. That's an oxymoron.
You know what? Hell yeah.
You know what? Hell yeah.
And then there's hella dark creatures that she has to fight.
Yeah. There's like vampires.
But she's
like,
but she's doing it.
I'm a hag.
But she's doing it.
She's doing it.
And then she gets fucking Expelliarmus.
Oh, yeah. She's like so close to like the apparition.
It's just so sad because
she's so close.
It's just like this entire chapter is just so heartbreaking because it's just like a perfect storm.
Yeah. It's just like, everything was going well. Like, there was plans.
And then everything went to shit, too.
Like so spectacular.
Harry dying. And then Death Eaters winning. And Voldemort winning. And then Ginny. And then Draco.
And cover.
It's
really, really sad.
Yeah, so then she gets hit with the Cruciona Stupefy.
Well, she's, like, stabbing him. Like, she's fighting him off, too. She's literally... She's so close to killing him. I'm like, please, just kill him. Please. And because he's, like... I think he tries to kill her. And he can't, like, he can't get that killing curse out. I'm like, bitch.
You know who would have meant it? Draco.
Yeah, thank God, though. But yeah, because then he tries crucioing her, she can't, like, hold on to her knife to keep stabbing him because of that. And she's so, so close, but he's like, yeah, he got her. And she, next time she wakes up, she's in, like, a huge cage in Hogwarts with, like,
yeah,
a bunch of prisoners and, like,
and everyone's
really
dying. Like, she sees Ron die, she sees Arthur die, Molly die.
Yeah, like, it's actually really grotesque. Like, there's bodies like hung up and
rotting.
And Arthur is like really, it's really sad with Arthur because he's like,
he doesn't understand.
He's like has that like mentality of a toddler, and like Molly's screaming, and and so then like she's like, good God, like what's going on? And and then also,
and
like,
I'm afraid that she's gonna be next, like Voldemort's just looking around.
No, literally. And I guess this is when you, like you said in the last episode, like she's kind of faded into the background for everybody.
So no one thinks of Hermione when it's Harry.
Like all of his closest people, they like strung up already.
Yeah.
And like Umbridge gets there and she hears her talking to, I think, like Thorfinn Rowell or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, like, we can't take them to Sussex and stuff because it's been like destroyed, and it's like a big secret. They're like trying to keep it hush hush because obviously that was a huge
blow.
And she was like, when Umbridge sees her, obviously like Umbridge, it comes in, has like her little grudge against Hermione, so she's just like dying to like take it out on her.
Yeah.
And then they're
so she
like
throws her in a teeny tiny cell.
Yeah, but also
silencios
like,
her.
You know, like people were saying, like I think that guard was like, oh, you can't take her, like she, like the Dark Lord wants to like investigate and question people. But then she like kind of, all she has to do is just kind of like butter him up, and he's like, okay, you can have her.
Yeah, like her Umbridge does not have some sex appeal.
Yeah,
that she can leverage.
Like, I'm just so confused how that worked, but yeah,
I don't know.
They threw her in like a teeny tiny cell, but she was like
in Hogwarts, right?
In Hogwarts, yeah, it's literally like the size of like a broom closet.
Yeah,
but because she still thinks that there's gonna be like somebody coming to question her, she's like, oh my God, I have to protect Draco.
Yeah, so she has to occlude.
Yeah, she occludes like crazy,
but then she can't occlude because doesn't Umbridge take away her magic?
I think she doesn't have manacles on yet, but she silencios her.
No, it's because she doesn't have her magic. And so she can't occlude. So she has to resort to not thinking about him.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
And then So she tries her hardest not to think about him.
Yeah. She's like, they can't find him in my brain. And she's like, he's going to come for me, though.
Yeah.
And she's like, Malfoy always comes for me.
Or actually, maybe she does have her magic. I'm not sure.
Because I don't think she gets manacles.
I know, but I feel like there she just like either strongly occludes or like without magic.
Without magic.
And then because she doesn't have her wand either.
Yes. Yeah, she doesn't have her wand.
And then her ring keeps burning because Draco's trying to like find her. Because Draco knows she's alive because he put like a heartbeat monitor.
Yeah, a life tracker.
A life tracker, but he can't. Fitbit. Yeah, and every time her ring burns, she thinks of Draco. So she's like, fuck. And then she like throws the ring out and then puts it back on after a few days. And then it never burns again.
Yeah.
And she like all she thinks is like someone's going to come for you. Someone always comes for you.
Yeah, she basically like did such a good job not thinking about him that she's like she has the essence of the fact that he always comes for her, but eventually she like erases him, and this is all she does. Like, she works out in her cell and she makes sure to not think about like Draco, and that's like, and like all she like, she's just in the dark, and that's just like where the flashbacks end.
And then 16 months later,
that she's in there for a year and a half. Are you joking?
Sad. Like, so sad.
Yeah. Also, guys, I feel like we might need to split the flashbacks into two episodes.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, it's a thought. It's a thought.
It kind of works for our Ramadan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like people are going to get sick of our manacle series, but we have some happy fix.
Yeah, we'll be good.
That we have episodes on, but
yeah.
Okie dokie.
Anyways, do you have any send off on that? It's just sad. We're just really sad.
It's sad. We're going to eat our feelings away with sushi, but hopefully
maybe watch some Twilight.
Yeah, definitely watch some Twilight with sushi. But thank you so much for listening to our flashback episodes or episode/episodes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of our little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars, unless you're a big fan of
werewolves.
Yeah.
You.
Hags.
I'm a hag.
Don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday. And check us out on social media, where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod, and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Afreen, do you think we managed some mischief?
We flashbacked our way through some mischief.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sad hell yeah.
Bye. Bye.